KXRN LP Laguna Niguel Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Dawn, and you remember exactly what happened last year about this time. You remember exactly what happened last year about this time. For $100, and I didn't have but 99. I'm in love with a little girl because she's so nice and kind. I'm in love with a little girl because she's so nice and kind. I was so sorry when she asked me for $100, and I didn't have but 99. Sick boys on July the 29th. The one I'm loving took sick boys on July the 29th. That Dr. Bill was $400 and I didn't have the $399.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are in the middle of our KX Takeover Week, where we're turning over the airwaves to members of our community to host their own shows to raise money for our station. And right now, we're really happy to welcome to the show the producer of Doheny Blues Festival in Dana Point. That's Rich Sherman. Hey, Rich, how are you, man?
I'm good, Tyler. How are you?
It's nice to have you. You're a veteran radio DJ on our station, second year in a row.
Yes, I know. My second day on the job.
Yeah, so thank you for helping us raise money for what we consider a pretty important cause, our local radio station. We're really proud to continue our partnership with Doheny Blues Festival. You've moved to a new location this year, and you have an awesome lineup. So do you want to tell us a little bit about this year's festival?
Yeah, we have. You know, after 20 years of being at Doheny State Beach down in Dana Point, we've transitioned in partnership with the city of Dana Point. We found a great spot up the road a little bit. It's called Sea Terrace Park. So for all the surfers and beachgoers. It's right by Salt Creek State Beach. You know, so you just park there, go under the tunnel, and you're at our new venue. And it's really an incredible layout that we're planning for this year. It's still all the same elements of the festival that we've had in the past. Three stages of music, all the good shopping, and all the craft beer and the tasty food. But the lineup this year is pretty special. And I think after it's a transition year for us because we're looking at our new venue and seeing what can be imagined there, you know. And the city of Dana Point has been extremely supportive. We're thankful to them, and we're working with the Arts and Cultural Commission to try to build this into something where we can support local artists and regional acts that live in the area, and also bring in the national headliners and the import acts that we've kind of been known for. So,
and who are some of those highlights this year?
Well, I'm sitting next to one of them for certain. Yeah. I'm here with Kim Wilson, and Kim's, you know, had one of the great records of the last year. You know, Blues and Boogie Volume 1 was an incredible record, and he's going to be here to talk about it. But just to run through the rest, Buddy Guy's playing, and you can't do a blues festival without Buddy Guy. Certainly was. We're very happy to have him. George Thorogood and the Destroyers are playing on Saturday night, and he's got his blues background. He put a blues record out last year, actually, a solo record that he was pretty proud of, so we're happy to have him. But, you know, Jimmy Vaughn's playing, Blues Traveler, Beth Hart. There's a lot of, a little bit of rock, blues, soul music, roots music. There's always that mix. So I'll rattle through the names as we kind of go
sure.
through the hour.
Well, I also want to ask you, you know, our missions are sort of in line with each other. We also care about bringing, you know, world-class musicians to this part of Orange County. How important is it that we have a music festival like this in an often overlooked area where, you know, we have a lot of stuff in San Diego, a lot of stuff in the desert, a lot of stuff in LA, but around here we don't get this sort of talent?
It's true. I mean, we're in this kind of sleepy beach community here, and I think history will write that we brought an incredible list of artists here to Dana Point and to this area. I'm very proud of the event, and if you look back over the years to have artists, they've all played. Etta James, you know, Chuck Berry, B.B. King. You just go down the list, it's the history of American music.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's really something that we're very proud of. And we also try to mix in all the upstart acts too, you know, like this year having, you know, Larkin Poe, you know,
I love them,
or yeah. California Honey Drops and some of the new, I mean, it adds to the vibe. It keeps people excited. But yeah, we're really excited about the lineup this year and proud of the history as well.
Well, congratulations, Rich. It's really turned into something really special that we have in our own backyard. We're really happy to be in conjunction with you. And before we go any further, why don't you quickly tell people how to get tickets and what's all available online?
DoheneyBluesFestival.com, same website for 20 years. We're there. All the information is there. You could also stop in Oahu's. There's one here in Laguna Beach. And you can go to Stillwater in Dana Point, which supports live music as well. They have tickets there. Or a Facebook page, and we're Facebook Living right now as well.
Cool. And, you know, we have some pairs of tickets to give away for
yeah.
your festival, which we're grateful for. I wanted to maybe put out there, maybe our highest donor
yeah.
this hour could get a pair of tickets to the festival.
Yeah, actually what I'd like to do is anybody who donates during this hour, I'd like to give away a pair of gold passes to see Kim Wilson on Sunday at the festival. So you're talking about like a $500 value. Get
wow.
all the amenities, all the drinks, all the food. All you have to do is make a donation to KX93.5 during this hour. And then we'll randomly pick a winner from
cool.
those donations.
That's a great way to do it.
And give away a pair of gold passes. So you'll be hanging with Kim Wilson backstage and Buddy Guy and all the rest of the
acts. Oh, man, that's awesome. So there's
yeah.
two ways to do that. You can go to kx935.com, click the KX Takeover button on top of the homepage, and make sure you click Rich's name in the dropdown when you make your donation. Or you can call us here in the studio. We may be able to get you on the air, or if not, we'll just take your information. That's 949-715-5936. Again, 715-KXFM for KX Takeover. But I'm going to turn it over to you. You're supposed to be taking over.
Huh.
So you and your guest, the legendary Kim Wilson, in studio.
Well, yeah, we are here with Kim Wilson, who happens to be a 25-year resident of South Orange County. So, Kim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is your first time in KX, I imagine.
My very first time, yes.
Probably
I'm shocked
that it's here.
I need to get here more often.
Well, they you know, they have...
Play live.
Yeah, that's it. Put your band in the behind us in the room and, you know, and do something. Even strip down, we could do something.
Absolutely. You
know? Now, they've been great supporters. KX 93.5 has been great supporters of live music and independent artists. So, you know... I don't know. Maybe we're all independent at this point. You know, in your career, I mean, it's you've gone from, you know, fronting the Fabulous Thunderbirds to also having your solo career, which has been, you know, highly acclaimed and awarded over the years.
You know, I've had a great run. It's far from over, of course.
Oh yeah,
played with all the masters, had hit records. You know, I've done a lot, but I finally got good at music. You know what I mean? So it's better late than never, right?
Yeah.
You know. I want to say something about the Doheny Festival. I mean, I've been going to this festival for a long time.
Well, I'm not going to interrupt you. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. But the very first year we did Doheny Blues, it was 1998. John Lee Hooker was a headliner, and so were the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and so was Jimmy Vaughn. And I mean, the very first time we did this, you were a part of it.
Well, and I appreciate that. I just want to say that if you've never been to this area, location, location, location.
Yeah.
The festival, I know a lot of people that go to the festival just to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Not, they don't even care about the music. Obviously, the music is great.
You get the music.
The
as
buyers
a side.
Are
yeah.
great.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I've been living here for a long time. I'm not really a native Californian, but I moved to Goleta, Santa Barbara area in 1960. And
you came from Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I never looked back. And why would I look back?
Living in Santa Barbara and Orange County.
Believe me, I couldn't live anywhere else on earth except Southern California.
Yeah.
And if you want to come here and see great music and also really soak up the atmosphere of this area, Laguna Beach, Dana Point, Laguna Niguel, San Clemente, all these beautiful places that you can go to and rent a surfboard if you're not from here and get out there and enjoy the sun.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're hoping for. It's May 19th and 20th at Doheny Blues Festival this year, and Kim is playing on Sunday, May 20th. And, you know, it's always great for, you know, one of the pleasures we take is to see the artists being together. And, you know, we have 24 performances during the weekend. To be honest, it's kind of a who's who of you know, roots and blues music at the every year. And it's always nice to see the camaraderie and the artists hanging out because, you know, we've been fortunate. We've had a great run and we've been awarded, you know, I guess the highest honor from the Blues Music Association for Festival of the Year. You know, we're always trying to do a little bit better, do something different and keep it fresh. But, you know, we're very proud of our blues history there, and certainly you're a part of that.
You guys do a great job. You always have.
You know.
It's hard to run a festival with the huge influx of people coming in, and you have to cater to people, and you've always done right by me. I know that.
Yeah. Well, we got a little bit of a late start this year because of the venue change, and it turns out we got through Christmas and New Year's, and then we started finally contacting artists. That's not typical for us. We got to January 5th when everybody kind of woke back up and got to their offices, and we started, you know, talking to acts and talking to agents. And one of the first inquiries we made was to your agent, just because, you know, I truly feel like your record this last year was one of your best as a solo artist, and there's a lot of interesting pieces to how you put that together. So talk about the new record.
Well, I've been recording for 2 or 3 years now. I started out down there at Nathan James Place in Oceanside, and he called me up. Come on down here and record. Well, I said, I don't know. I told myself, well, if I don't like it, I just won't go back. Well, I ended up cutting 25 tracks that day.
Okay.
And I was
That's
cutting
pretty productive.
25 to 30 tracks a day for a long, long time. I'm sitting on about 500 tracks right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, Big John got involved.
Right.
He'll be on
Big
the festival
John
with me.
Atkinson.
Big Don Atkinson. Yeah, he has moved to Virginia now, you know, to be with his grandmother.
Yeah.
And flew Billy Flynn and Barrel House Chuck in. But really, I just started with Big John and Nathan and Marty Dodson. And we went in there and cut quite a few tracks too on this this machine called a Webcore, which is like a mono machine. I used to have one of these things when I was really little. But the problem with mono machines, and especially the Webcore now, you can't rewind it because it'll strip all of the coding off the tape. So we just kept
going.
You just
roll it. Yeah, you just roll it.
And we ended up with some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Then he graduated to a little more sophisticated machine, like an early 60s TAC or something. And we just started recording, you know, brought Richard Innes in there, brought Barrel House Chuck, Billy Flynn, Big John, of course, Larry Taylor, and we just started cutting, and that was it. You know, it's been about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
And it's...
And this was released on Severn last October, I think. Right?
Yeah. It's gotten incredible reviews. I'm really very, very thankful to the reviewers.
I mean, most of the traditional blues writers in America have regarded this in their top five for the year. So it's really quite an honor that we're going to have you play
it. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. Let's play another track off this record, then we want to hear more about that. So this is Blues and Boogie Volume 1 from Kim Wilson.
Same old blues.
Same old blues. So track 7.
Again, it's KX Takeover, where we turn over the airwaves to members of our community who are competing to raise money for our independent nonprofit radio station. Rich Sherman of Doheny Blues Festival is in studio. He's chatting with Kim Wilson, and I want to mention we have a really cool giveaway this hour for everybody who donates on behalf of Rich's show during this hour or who calls in. You're entered to win a gold pass to hang out backstage at... Pair of them, right?
Yeah, a pair of gold passes for Sunday, May 20th at Doheny Blues.
Awesome.
And that's the way to go to the festival.
I'd say so. You said it's what, free, like a
drinks,
$500
food,
value?
You're hanging backstage with the artists, and you get the best seats in the house. So yeah, it's a great value, probably $500 value. So anybody, any large or small, if you make a donation and support KX93.5, we're going to pick a winner out of that.
Cool. And there's a couple ways to do that, by the way. It's a tax-deductible donation to our 501c3. You can call 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. Or you can go online, kx935.com, and click KX Takeover to record your donation. And speaking of taking over, Rich Sherman, please take over.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we're here with Kim Wilson. Obviously, he's the legendary harmonica player, singer, and founder of Fabulous Thunderbirds, but really his project this last year, the Blues and Boogie Volume 1 record, with his Kim Wilson Blues All-Stars. That's who's going to be playing at Doheny this year. Kim's played in every format of that, you know, with friends. In fact, I'll never forget, we have this stage, the back porch stage, and we're, you know, proud of it. Everybody loves hanging out the back porch, Dave. It was the James Cotton show. The Kim and Cotton show was really kind of the first time, and it was the first set in the morning. So it's, I don't know, 10:30 in the morning, and there's really no festivals doing anything like that. I'm not patting myself on the back, but, like, we really put the main stage act on just to kind of send people into a frenzy, and it was really quite a moment. I mean, you and James were joined at the hip, you know? I mean,
we've had a lot of great interactions in our lives.
Yeah.
Some really great, some, you know,
well,
great to us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's true.
What can I say?
Yeah.
We were a little bit bad at times.
Okay.
And, he would come to Antone's in Austin, and we would tear it up. We went on the road together, actually, in 88 with that Antone's West trip.
Right.
That was my idea. We had two buses, and we went all up and down the West Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an incredible time. It was a beautiful time knowing all these guys. I mean, you know, that's back with Albert Collins, Jimmy Rogers, Mel Brown,
right.
Cotton, Willie Big Eye Smith,
yeah.
Calvin Fuzz, yeah. Jones. And so many more other people.
So what happened is you actually were on the West, Goleta, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you ended up in Austin.
Well, I ended up via Minneapolis.
Right.
For 1 year.
Okay.
One winter is all I could last in Minneapolis. I went down to Austin. It was through a guy named Lowell Fulson.
Yep.
He brought a guy from Texas with him to this place called Fergie's in Goleta, where I was backing up all these people.
Yeah.
When they left, Mark Pollock, who's also dead now, unfortunately, God bless him, he kept calling me. Austin is a great place. You should move down here, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay. And I sent a little demo tape that I had. It was a strange time because Willie Dixon was actually my manager at this time.
Wow.
And
he was in L.A.?
No, he was in Chicago, but I was in Minneapolis, okay?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So he heard a tape that I'd done with a guy named Dave Ray.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard of him, Dave Ray, and he had a couple partners. I can't remember their names right now. So Dixon turns me on to these guys from Seattle named Phil and Leonard, believe it or not. But they had the third largest owned black business in the United States, fire prevention, fire extinguishers, stuff like that. They wanted to start a blues label. So I came back out here from Minneapolis, being sick of Minneapolis and the winters. Minneapolis is a nice town, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I had a great time there, and we kind of took it over. We go out to Seattle to play at a place called Six Stadium with Howlin' Wolf, Albert Collins, Margie Evans, John Lee Hooker. It's in the Howlin' Wolf book.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing time, but nobody showed up because, of course, it had been raining.
It'll be right.
Where they measure rain by the foot.
Yeah.
So I ended up going down to Austin and hanging out with Mark Pollock and his girlfriend, who was starting this business, okay, this recording production company, club, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you got to fly me down there. So from Seattle, I flew down there on the sly, checked out Austin, and went, oh, boy, I'm out of here. Sorry, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
But you did. You didn't come out there as the T-Birds. You ended up meeting everybody.
She took me around.
Yeah.
To all the clubs.
Yeah.
I met Doyle Sr. In fact, I was playing with Doyle Sr., Stevie.
Yeah.
And it was a trio.
Yeah.
And we were playing on people's breaks, right? So at this barbecue joint called Alexander's out in, I can't remember the name of the town out there now. Jimmy was playing out there with a band called Storm. And I didn't really take that much notice to anybody.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, or a couple months later, I can't remember, I get a call from Vaughn. I'm coming up there. Okay, all the way to Minneapolis. I go, well, I got a gig. It's a long story. I got a gig at this club for 3 nights. You can come and sit in. And we started talking, and I went, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, quickly you ended up being like, you know, the house band at Anton's, right? I mean,
We backed up everybody there.
Everybody came through.
Eddie Taylor. I already knew a lot of them. I mean, Albert Collins, you knew Eddie Taylor. But that's where I met Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers and Buddy and Junior. And I've known Buddy ever since.
Yeah, you know. Sure. Yeah, and then so this is late 70s, early 80s, right?
I left Texas in 95.
Yeah. Well, obviously the Fabulous Thunderbirds had an incredible run with, you know, all the crossover appeal and of course, you know, a legendary catalog of records of just driving blues rock, and you know, it was a fun run, and you're still, like you were saying earlier, that's most of your touring in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have an unbelievable band right now. I mean, I've got Johnny Moeller from Austin on guitar. I've got a guy named Wes Watkins, a young guy, on drums, who's an incredible musician. Steve Gomes, who a lot of blues people out there know. He's a bass player. He used to play with Ronnie Earl and many other people. He's originally from the West Coast. And Kevin Anker, he's from Indianapolis, and he's on the keyboards.
Yeah.
And it's basically the Severn house band.
Mm-hmm.
That I went in there one day and we were recording a solo thing for me, which ended up being a T-Bird thing, because I said, this is too easy.
Yeah.
Let's just do this all the time.
Right.
And they agreed. So.
Right, right. And obviously Severn Records also produced, released the new record, your solo, you know, Blues and Boogie Volume 1. You've had a lot of friends play on this, and some of those friends aren't with us anymore. I mean, that's the sad part of this little melancholy.
Richard Innes, who's a Barrel House Chuck. It just breaks my heart.
It happened during the recording of the wreck.
And they wanted nothing more than to see this record come out. So I'm so proud that David Earl over there at Severn decided he wanted to do it.
Right.
This is really for them. Like I wrote in the liner notes, I wrote my own liner notes this time.
Yeah.
Telling everybody how, I didn't tell everybody how good I was. I didn't. But then I also, Mr. Cotton, I dedicated it to him. And he was a very special guy in my life. I mean, that first Cotton record on Verve, that was my Bible.
Yeah.
For a long, you know, that really was the whole musical approach to the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was doing stuff like Turn on Your Love Light by Bobby Bland. He was doing Knock on Wood. He was doing Sonny Boy Williamson songs, Little Walter. It was a whole conglomeration of things. And right at that point, I said, well, if it's good enough for him.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And he was an incredible, incredible performer and one of the most creative blues musicians in history.
Yeah,
You could also obviously say Little Walter, and everybody knows Little Walter was the pinnacle.
Yeah,
I would have to say Cotton is probably, he's right up there with him.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, and there's a lot of people who feel like, you know, you're the man. You know, you're the man standing right now. You know, as far as the great harmonica players that are out there in blues and blues music, and you know, it's. You know, maybe I'll say that. You won't write that in your liner notes, but, you know, I mean, it's It's been refreshing and nice to see this record come out and get such, you know, high praise. So
all I gotta say is there's plenty more where that came
from. Oh yeah, well, we're still recording. 250 songs in the can.
We're still recording. You know,
so crazy. Let's play another track from Blues and Boogie, and then we'll play some music from the rest of the performers that are at Doheny Blues, and we'll say thanks to Kim for being here. It's quite an honor to have you at the festival this year at Doheny, and really excited to see your band and see the music off this record.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, always good to see you, Kim. So let's play a new track, another track from the record.
Quick.
KX93.5, you just heard Buddy Guy with Kim Wilson. Kim Wilson just in studio with us, thanks to Rich Sermon, the producer of Doheny Blues Festival, who's taken over this hour to raise money for our station. And again, you can donate this hour to win a pair of gold passes for Sunday, May 20th. Hang out backstage. Go to the festival. You can do that online at kx93.5.com or by calling us here in the studio. We now have a little more time to take your call and have you on the air, perhaps. 715-KXFM. That's 715-5936. And Rich taking over our airwaves today.
Yeah, and it's cool to actually hear that last track because that was off Buddy Guy's recent record, but it was Buddy and Kim, and they're both playing together at Doheny Blues on May 20th. And actually, Kim's eyes kind of lit up when he realized that he was playing, because he's playing on stage two and Buddy's playing on stage one, and I envisioned them playing that song together at Doheny in a couple of weeks. So, you know, it's I mean, it's an honor to have Kim in here, and it's his first time in the station, and I think he was looking around and he was just like, you know, because he's a Laguna Niguel resident, you know, what the possibilities are, because yeah. You know, he's like, can we come in here and can we go live and can we do the, I mean, he's a local resident but a world-class and a internationally recognized blues master, really, of harmonica singing, all his history with the T-Birds and his own band. So very cool to hear some stories from Kim, and just thankful he came in. But I see him kind of being up in your space soon. You know?
I hope he's up in my space.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's pretty cool. We'd love to hear some good rock and blues here in the station. You know.
And who's the next gentleman that we're supposed to have on the phone here coming up shortly?
Well, Jeff Fleener has been one of kind of our talent consultants for a number of years with the festival, but really his specialty is knowing a heck of a lot more about blues than I do, but certainly has a specialty of international artists. You know, there's a West Coast blues sound is what a lot of fans of our festival like to hear, you know, jump blues, like the swing style blues and kind of upbeat. And, you know, Jeff was instrumental in us bringing some artists from Sweden and all over Europe, Spain, to the festival. So every year we have one or two acts that come here. And it's awesome for the people that buy tickets and come to the festival because they're going to experience acts that they don't know anything about. One of the acts this year that's coming is Knockout Greg from Sweden. And he was the first act. He kind of started the whole thing. So I just wanted, you know, Jeff was going to call in and kind of talk a little bit about that. If he's, you know, I don't know if he's on the line.
Yeah,
now,
I think we might have him. Why don't we go to this next song, which is George Thorogood, if you want to talk about that, and then we'll hopefully get him on the air.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, am I talking?
Sure.
I'm not going to talk over George Thorogood.
You can talk over the ramp, though. That's real pro DJ.
Well, look, it's Saturday night. Everybody's going to have a few beers in them. And George Thurgood's pretty good to listen to when you have a few beers in
you. You did it. I got a cobra stick for a necktie. A brand new house all on the roadside. And it's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin that baby built on top. And it's made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby. And tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Now, around the town, they use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, baby, don't you give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone and a graveyard mine. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Yeah, who do you love? By my hand, she said, Lonesome George, you don't understand. Who do you love? The night was dark and the sky was blue. Down the aisle where I swag and flew. Hit a bump and somebody scream. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Yeah, who?
All right, that's a little George Thorogood, a perfect introduction to our next guest, Jeff Fleener, No, I'm kidding there, because Jeff, one of the great things about the festival is we have a lot of people involved. The Doheny Blues wouldn't really be what it is without the addition of some international artists that we've kind of been known for at the festival. So I want to welcome Jeff Fleener to the air. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing well. Jeff's a pro at this. He had a radio show for many, many years at KUCI and is involved in the blues community and record labels, and but most instrumental with our festival in bringing European acts and acts from around the world to the festival. And this year we've got Knockout Greg, which really kicked off the whole, import addition to the festival. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy idea that I approached you with going back to, I think it was fall 2000.
Yeah.
I came to your office, and at that time, the festival had been running a talent search contest for several years. And your feeling was at that time that it was beginning to run out of steam, but you didn't quite know what to put in place of it.
Yeah.
And so enter me with my outrageous idea of booking a relatively unknown band from Sweden.
Right. Yeah.
I thought you were going to laugh me out of the room initially when I approached you with that idea, because on paper, it really didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, here you got a band from Sweden doing anything in terms of ticket sales, and the economics behind bringing a band all the way over from Sweden, especially given the fact that it didn't mean anything for ticket sales, just didn't make any financial sense. But to your credit, you were game for it, and we were also very fortunate in the fact that the Swedish government actually gave the band a grant.
That's right.
To come over and play for the festival, which is what paid for the trip.
Yeah, because at first we weren't really paying the bands much. As it turns out now, and every year we usually have one import act. Some years we have two or three. It's been one of the things the festival's been known for. So I would say at the beginning, it might not have been financially wise, but now I think it's just inbred. It's a part of the fabric of the festival, is that you're going to see acts you haven't heard from before, and they might be from France or Spain or whatever. But let's talk just briefly about Knockout Greg, because this was the first band you ever brought over.
Yeah, well, I kind of got hip to Greg through my relationship with Linwood Slim and a recording engineer by the name of Jerry Hall. And they had started up a label back in the late 90s called Pacific Blues Records.
Right.
It was meant to be the world's first internet blues record label. At least that's what Slim was telling me. And at the time I said, Slim, that's crazy. Why are you doing that? I go, give me Jerry's number. I need to call him and get you guys set up with distribution, because I was working in record stores back in those days, and I wanted to stock, their product in the stores. Anyways, Jerry also wanted to carry stuff outside of his label, and him and Slim had just recorded an album with Knockout Greg. They produced it.
Right.
Greg's second album, they recorded at Delmark Studios in Chicago. I think that was back around 97, 96 or 97. Anyways, Jerry had sent me an album by Knockout Greg. It was their third release, and it was basically the first band, I think, outside of the British blues invasion, which we're all aware of, with Clapton and John Mayall and those guys. But this was the first band I heard outside the U.S. playing blues and doing it right, and it just blew my mind.
Yeah, and talk about that for a second, because, the style of the West Coast, like jump blues, is something that these European acts aspire to play. Coming to Doheny, coming to the West Coast of the United States, is a big deal to a lot of these acts.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, we had a lot of musicians here, a lot of great musicians that live here in L.A., and in the 90s, the early 90s, they were all going over to Europe and touring. But, much like over here, a lot of festivals didn't want to pay to bring over the entire band. So a lot of these guys, like Slim, Harmon, these guys would go over to Europe and they use pickup bands. And so it's kind of, you know, all these groups, they kind of developed out of that because they were backing these guys for their tours throughout the 90s when they'd go over and play Scandinavia.
Right.
And so there's just that connection there. Right. And so, yeah, coming out here and playing California is a big deal for these guys because it's kind of where, you know, their mentors and the guys who inspired them originated from.
Yeah. Not the least of which is Hollywood Fats, the Hollywood Fats band, and just some of the acts that you've worked with over the years as well, you know. So this year, Knockout Greg and is coming back to Doheny and actually playing our one of the kickoff events that we have because it's kind of a week-long of events, but we're doing Mozambique on Thursday, May 17th. Knockout Greg is going to be playing there probably with a lot of special guests, I'm sure, and then also at the festival on May 19th and 20th. And so, you know, there's going to be some work over here when he's here, but it'd be great to see him again. I mean, I don't know how many years it's been that we've had the import slot, but I certainly have a lot to be thankful for. And thank you, Jeff, for keep kicking me in the shins about really good music that I wouldn't know anything about necessarily until you tell me about it. But, and so we got Knockout Greg. We've also got a couple of other import related acts, Danny Frankie and Archer Menezes, that are also playing that really didn't grow up in California, that is, and maybe they live here now. But so
well,
it's
Danny's actually moving to the U.S., but
right.
He's originally from Italy.
Yep.
And he's got a brand new album that's coming out in May.
Yep.
As does Greg. Greg's got a brand. This is Greg's first full-length record in 16 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, so why don't we play a track from Knockout Greg? And I will say, Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. And once again, it's Doheny Blues taking over KX93.5. We're very supportive of this station, thankful for the time to be on the air here. And anybody who donates during this hour can be entered to win a pair of gold passes on Sunday, May 20th to see Kim Wilson, Buddy Guy, and all the other rest of the great acts we've got. So thanks again, Jeff, and here's a little Knockout Greg.
Thanks, Rich.
You struggle hard just to keep when we were still in school. All the good times that we shared are breaking all the rules. I'm trying to find a place with no one around. I'm trying so hard not to make a sound. Well, I don't know, baby. Now something's changed, you know, and all I can say is it ain't the same. Ooh, girl, do you remember when we were hiding out just to sneak it out for little making out? Now that you're here to stay, you know.
That was the California Honey Drops, one of the cool, younger-oriented bands playing Doheny Blues Festival this year. My name is Rich Sherman, the producer of Doheny Blues Festival, and we're on the air here supporting KX 93.5 this week, this hour, I should say. So we are, and just for the last callers here, if you call in to 949-715-5936, if you make a donation of any size, we're going to randomly pull a winner out and give away a pair of tickets, a pair of gold passes for the Doheny Blues Festival to see Kim Wilson, who was here earlier in the hour, as well as Buddy Guy and a lot of other great acts that are playing the festival, Beth Hart. Doheny Blues Festival is May 19th and 20th this year at Sea Terrace Park in Dana Point. And we're very thankful for our relationship with Dana Point. We want to see everybody out there. If you like good music, if you like some of the legends of American music, as well as some younger acts, we've got Buddy Guy, George Thorogood, we've got Jimmy Vaughn, Blues Traveler, Kim Wilson and his blues band that was here earlier, and some cool things like Larkin Poe and the California Honey Drops and Nikki Hill, and some real great rock and blues music and roots music. Eric Bird and the Animals are playing. I know they played KX's Christmas fundraising event last year, and Eric Burden's a legend as well. So Anders Osborne. There's 24 bands on three stages during the weekend. Tasty food, craft beer, great shopping. It's always a great time at Doheny Blues Festival. This will be our 21st year producing the event, and we're just so happy to kind of be back and producing our event May 19th and 20th. So we kind of want to wrap up this hour. Thanks for everybody who's supporting KX93.5 this week, and thanks everybody for supporting Doheny Blues for the last 20 years as well. So we want to leave you with – so last thing, go to DohenyBluesFestival.com. Check it out May 19th and 20th, and we'll see you all there. This is one of the breakout acts of the year, and we're really happy to have them at the festival. They're actually going to play our back porch stage, so it's a really intimate Mississippi Shack-looking thing. To get there early, this is Larkin Poe, and we'll see you all at Doheny Blues Festival May 19th and 20th.